Darren, just the Christmas present you would have been wanting, I imagine.
Yeah, but Pav, it's one of those where it's been coming for a while. You know, as I said to the performances, or I said to the players before the game, our performances have been there. We just didn't get the results to match the performances. So because you don't get the results, the performances don't, you don't get the credit you deserve for that. I thought today we were excellent again. We were excellent. The performance was there, but also the goals was there. Pav, I think that's crucial. We brought Matty Beadle in, worked the line well, worked tirelessly for the team, added a different dimension to the game. I thought we looked strong from back to front. Very disappointed to concede near the end of the game. You can see they play almost a very attacking style of play that I thought we cope with all game. They take risks, which is a good thing, to be honest, but you can leave yourself vulnerable to counter-attacks. But I think, to be honest, we didn't so much catch them, the counter-attacks. I thought we just opened them up through good passages of play. That again, we could have 4, 5, 6. You know, you'd boil it at the end. There was a couple of good chances.
Keeper managed to just claw away in the first half.
Yeah, there was again. Boyle had one, was a great save. His right foot. If it had been his left foot, I think it would have been in the top corner. There was one. Boyle took it around the keeper. He just had to put it in from a different, you know, what seems a difficult angle. But as I say, Pav, it's delighted for at least we've got the goals today to match the performance, and I think the boys will get the credit they deserve through the performance and through the result.
And a great day for your new signings. You mentioned Matt Beadle, but there's Ryan White as well and the others.
Yeah, and you know, there's a big picture in all we're doing. Yes, the results have been a lot of draws and things like that in there, which you know, the performances, you know, haven't get the credit, and that's what it's all down to the results. We knew it would come. That's why, you know, we're very, and I say this word a lot, very proactive, bringing the right players to the club. You know, work very closely with the board in terms of trying to get the right people in. You know, we work tirelessly to do that. So, you know, you can rest assured that, you know, the quality that we're looking to bring in, you know, is of good standard, as you can see today with Matty Beadle. But as well, what you have as well is young Ryan White. You know, just he's a Bolton youth team player. I thought he was immense today. But, you know, that's where it starts. It starts from the front, working hard, and the team get the just rewards in the back of that.
On the other hand, is it right Adam Jones has left?
Yes. Yeah. Again, different challenges. Adam's been great for us. And I've, you know, again, the respect I have for him as a player and an individual is excellent. And yeah, it's just one of those that, you know, time comes to us all where, you know, maybe you feel you need a new challenge. And that was it for Adam.
So has he retired to an extent?
No, he hasn't retired. Adam will still play. You know, we left in good terms as always. He's a great lad, good captain.
Was it a surprise? Because it seems to have been to the fans. I think he announced it on social media.
Yeah, there's different directions that we want to go with things, and there's different situations that things that I don't want to go in. That I don't want to go into. As I say, I have so much respect for Adam Jones. I can only thank him for the time, you know, and everything he's given us as a team while he's been here.
Is Andy Bishop still with the club? Has he left? That was a rumour going round, or speculation going round the ground before kick-off.
No, Andy Bishop is still with us. Again, you know, we're very proactive in what we do and how we do it. You know, we will be picking teams on how we feel best that team will perform. As you can see on today, we put a team out that we feel is best to perform on the day. And it's, you know, we've got it right. Days we're going to do it, we're going to get it wrong. But we feel in terms of, you know, the quality that we have in the squad, different personnel, we'll add different strengths to different positions. And as I say, by today, you can see that.
So Colwyn Bay on Thursday, does everyone seem to have come through okay?
I think there's a couple of niggles, yeah, to be honest. As you can see, brought a couple of players off, precautions. But, you know, their precautions could be, you know, a little bit deeper, let's just say. So you can only hope that the 3 days rest will give the time, you know, the players time to recover. It's like a hamstring tightness, dead legs, that type of thing. Things that you can only hope, you know, 3 days I'll, you know, give it enough to recover.
Great, thank you.
Cheers.